Episode 1808, What You Seek, You Will Find.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is the week of Christmas, and I pray that you are enjoying your time with your family. I don't want to keep you for long, but you know what? It is Mindset Monday. What you seek, you will find. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I got to give you a little secret. The elves are always up working very, very late. And I don't know about you, but I'm still working on that list. I'm still trying to get everything put together. So if you're listening to this while you're finishing up those last minute details, know that I'm right there with you. And guess what? You will get through it. So take a deep breath. It's a brand new day. You know, clarity is hard to discover when you choose to live in the clutter. Instead of focusing on what you've lost, go in search of your desires. What you seek, you will find. I don't know about you, but my mind can become overwhelmed with the last minute details, making sure I have everything on my list only to find that one will not arrive as it's undeliverable. What does that even mean? Undeliverable. Oh yes, I get this message. It's an email from, well, I'm sure you can guess who, Amazon. And it says that, by the way, it's been rerouted twice already. So this is my third communication. And at this point, it says undeliverable. You will receive a refund within 2 to 3 business days. I'm like, what? I don't understand. Sometimes in life, we want something and we go after it only to find out that we're not getting really what we wanted to begin with. Have you ever thought that your dreams might be undeliverable too? That what you want in life really doesn't matter? Oh, but it does matter because you matter. Be careful not to wrap yourself up in the pessimistic side of the holidays. You don't want to be the Grinch. I'm telling you, green does not look good on you. So instead of searching for what you can't have, go in search of what you want. What you seek, you will find. The season of Christmas teaches us a lot when it comes to living life beyond what we see. We have to believe. We have to be willing to walk by faith and not by sight. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Walk by faith, not by sight. You have so much to give the world. Your talents go far beyond what you can even imagine. Sometimes it's easy to wrap ourselves up in others' dreams and forget our own. But you don't have to. Take it from the wise men. They followed the star to find the baby who was born in Bethlehem. And then they were willing to make changes to accomplish the goal at hand. They didn't have all the answers when they started out on their journey. They rode on camels by faith and didn't rely only on what they saw, except for the star. You can walk by faith, not by sight, when you, number one, look to God for guidance. Don't take the journey on your own. Don't pretend that you got it all figured out. If you're an entrepreneur, it is so easy to get all kind of, disconnected with, I got this. I can do this. I can figure it out on my own. Maybe you can't. Maybe you need some help. So look to God for guidance. Let Him help you. Let Him in with you on your journey. Number two, know that God goes before you. No matter what you will face on the journey, God will direct your paths. You are not alone. I know at times you feel alone. I can only imagine what the wise men felt like on their long journey. It wasn't just an overnight thing. It wasn't like they went to the Hilton and stayed overnight in luxury hotels and were pampered. Oh no, it was hot traveling days, cold nights. Not something necessarily I wanted to be involved in. Well, thank goodness I wasn't. I probably wouldn't have made a really good wise man since I was a wise woman. But one thing that we need to understand is that changes happen. And, you know, even for the wise men, they were ones that were put up right on a pedestal. These were ones that had knowledge beyond anybody, as much as people knew and understood at that time. And so these wise men would consult with each other. Yet even they had to make changes to their plans when they finally reached their destination. Sometimes we have to make changes in our plans in our journey. Sometimes we have to make changes to the plans when we get to where we think we're headed. Remember, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And you have to know that God goes before you. You're not alone. And finally, number three, walk by faith. Don't overthink. Don't let overwhelm become your middle name. Make adjustments as needed. Change is a blessing. You don't have to be scared. And when God's got you, you have nothing to fear. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. You get to have joy in your life. God wants to bless you with joy. It's not about the stuff that things can give you, not this made up happiness, this, oh, well, you know, this will kind of fulfill what I want to. No, this is deep, deep joy. This is where it fills you up from the inside out. There are times you can't even explain it. And people may even make a comment, if you could just bottle it up, you would make billions. It's that kind of joy that you can't put a price on. But it's when you have God on your side. It's when you take Him on the journey. This is your season to light the world you touch with your gifts and talents. This is the day that the Lord has made. Don't let the sun go down without taking time and saying, Lord, I invite you in on my journey. You know, yeah, shopping, getting those last minute details, it's all important. But take a moment today, whether it's in the shower, whether it's when you're going to the bathroom, God doesn't care. He wants your attention, and He'll be there whenever you make yourself available. What you seek, you will find. Are you seeking out the stuff that just clutters your everyday? If you were to reflect back over 2019, what really mattered that year? This year, I say that year because I'm already fast forwarding to 2020. Kind of scary thought. But when you look back on all the days, what has this year brought you? Can you see the trees through the forest? Can you find the joy? Or were you always in search of something more? More because your heart was empty. More because you thought, if I had this, I would feel this. Most of us live by that. If I had a job that paid me $22 an hour, I would be able to fill in the blank. Maybe you got that job and now you're like, if I had a job that would pay me $30 an hour, when will it stop? What is it that you need in your life? Because a lot of it is just clutter. We have a lot of clutter in our life. And when there's a lot of clutter, we can't see clearly. Things are distorted. It's like this optimal fog that we walk in every single day. And once in a while, we get a clearing. And we're like, oh my gosh, I can finally see it. I understand it. And then the fog sets in once again. What you seek, you will find. You can keep loading up your days with stuff of the world. You can fill it with things that you think make you happy. But what is it that you really want? What are your gifts and talents that God has been saying, look, you need to be using these more. Here's a way, but you've been pushing it to the side. You've been making excuses. Maybe you have the urge to write a book And you're just like, I can never be an author. I might be great telling stories to my kids, but me? No one wants to read the stories that I would write. No one would pay money. You won't know till you start writing. Maybe you want to be a speaker. Maybe you want to start your own business. You've got this incredible love for health and wellness, and you're like, oh man, if I could only help other people, why not? What's really holding you back? That fog that's setting in, you got to let it clear. What you seek, you will find. If you keep wanting the crappy stuff out there, then fine. That's what you're going to find. You're going to fill your day with it. You're going to be fussy. And that's how 2020 is going to begin. But today, it's a new day. You can claim your clarity when you walk by faith, not by sight. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your family and many blessings. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.